This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha. It's bit season. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's
hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. This is Bit Season, episode 82. I'm Drab T-shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
We're recording in a different studio today, so it might sound a little bit different. Sound different in my headphones,
but it does.
We got a great show planned for you guys. We're excited about an interview that we have booked, or Valdez has booked.
It's a very exciting interview.
You heard us discussing it on the show earlier this week. We have booked the farm girl, Sky Marie, on the show.
Yes, the 4'11 little slut, as JP likes to refer to her.
So we'll talk to Sky in just a little bit. Excited to catch up with her and find out all about her farm and OnlyFans and her big monster truck.
And Drab is trying to figure out her investment portfolio.
Believe me, that I'm very intrigued by that. But hey, let's talk about our friend Mike and our sponsorship with Don't Sleep.
Today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Matt and Matt and Bit Season and all you biddies too. So get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code Biddies for 10% off of every order. 10% off every order for using Biddies. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy.
So I don't know if it's Bit Season that's doing this, or that Mike, I know he advertises in other places, but I saw an entire warehouse wall filled with Don't Sleep energy drinks.
So, the sugar-free.
With the sugar-free one. So he's very excited. New shipment is in stock. You guys are doing a great job supporting him. So we love Mike. We love Don't Sleep energy drink. And good news is he's going to be with BitSeason a while longer as well. So we're fired up.
I'm looking forward to the shipments of Don't Sleep energy to the office.
All right, let's get down to business. We got a lot to talk about today. There was... you know, it's been an up and down week. I'm going to be honest with you. We've had some fun. We had the Sky conversation. We've had some fun doing the mock draft, which Valdez and I always love, even though this is...
Oh, I love mock drafts.
Well, you do love the Junkies mock draft.
I do.
I think it's fun, and we try to do something a little bit different every single year. This year, we had all the different hosts on the two stations making picks.
And I think we've said this before, but we've peaked when we had Caliendo doing Mel Kiper.
It is, but I'm telling you guys, people are interested in the mock draft. CK and I were looking at the data today, and the streaming people that jumped on, it was almost just as high as when Josh Harris was announced as the owner of the team. So I love it that you guys are into the mock draft, and every single year, we get a lot of listeners for that. But let's talk about some of the not a conflict, I think is the right word. There was conflict this week, and if you haven't listened to today's BitSeason, let's just get right into it. There's not I don't know how much we can share, but we have to kind of be honest and talk about, sometimes there's a little bit of drama behind the scenes, and it spills over into the show, and today it happens.
Today was I guess it was a blow-up. I guess you could categorize it as a blow-up.
No. It was definitely a blow-up.
I don't know. I don't know how else to categorize it, but we got yelled at. I didn't think we were in the wrong. I know that Eric... pulled me aside and apologized to me. I know you had more of an in-depth conversation with Eric after the show.
Right, and so we obviously can't share all the details about it, but here's the background on it. We, Valdez and people on the show, kind of found something out that was humorous today. I don't know, might be a story, might be a throwaway,
whatever.
Yeah,
might be a throwaway, might be funny, but it's... I don't know. Some people would be angry by it. Some people wouldn't care.
All right. So we kind of felt like we made it very clear, like, hey, we're still working on this. Don't mention it on the show. And we dumped Eric earlier in the show because he made a reference to it. And I'll be honest, we kind of rolled our eyes and we're like shrugged our shoulders, like, what are you doing? Why did you just mention that? We said don't talk about it. But in Eric's mind, he felt like he wasn't really referencing it. He was just kind of beating around and being humorous about it. And then it came up again later during the interview with Jay Gruden, of all people.
Yeah, I know. And then he said it. He referenced it again in the interview, and we dumped it. And then we threw our hands up in the air to kind of signal, what are you doing? We told you not to do it. And then that's when he stormed out of the studio and confronted us in mid-interview, mid-show, by the way, to give us our tongue lashing.
So it's not often that we get into real spats with the guys. And I think maybe last year there was one with JP and I where we kind of got into it. We discussed about it on BitSeason. Cakes, you guys know, is never going to...
Non-confrontational.
Jason... We'll get into that. Had a confrontation with Big John, but I don't think Matt and I have really gotten into it with Jason. Maybe one time.
Maybe once in a while. I think it was when Jason's mad, it's kind of a silent treatment that oak kind of erupts into a volcano.
Well, Jason gets annoyed.
Yes, he definitely gets annoyed.
And he gets annoyed by the other guys. It's just like you do at any job. But as far as a blow up, I think maybe one time. Something happened a couple years ago. I'm not quite remembering what it is. But Eric is—he's got a—it's a hair trigger sometimes. And Eric, we pissed him off. I pissed him off today. And look, I'm going to be honest. I was in the wrong for doing what I did, and I got to be better at that. And I'm not mad at Eric at all. Like Eric and I can get into conversation. Eric can scream at me. Look, I worked with Chad Dukes. Chad will let you know how he feels, and so. I'd been doing that since I was 23 years old. I do not care, and I'm not going to be offended if I get into it with you. I don't want to be disrespectful. That's my most thing, because I know the place of the producer. I do not want to be disrespectful, but we're humans. We all make mistakes. And I was probably, and I'm going to say, Valdi said we didn't do anything wrong. I did something wrong. I was a little bit disrespectful, and I think that I have been recently with some of my frustrations where, you know, I do roll my eyes or throw my hands up, kind of like, what are you doing? Almost like a public, what are you doing? And you wouldn't see that if you see that a teammate do that on the basketball court, you say, that's a bad teammate. You can't make your teammate look stupid. You got to handle it privately. And I didn't really do that. And so for my part, that I got to be better at that. I can't let a frustration boil, a quick frustration, make and do something stupid with my reaction to it. Because in the end, none of this really matters.
Now you're doing a blue shorts bit.
Well, I'm not doing a blue shorts like we're going to be dead and dust, you know, we'll be dust in no time. We're doing a fun show. We're doing a fun show, and we're not going to remember these debates. We're not going to remember anything. Like, sometimes Matt and myself, I think we get too bogged down by semantics that don't really matter sometimes. And we're so focused on keeping these guys on track and wanting to do a good show that we let that get in the way of having fun. And in my opinion, and I told Eric that today after the show, like, I was wrong in my eye roll, and I've done that a few times, of making you publicly known that I'm frustrated with you.
Well, here's my problem. My problem is all we're trying to do is help, and all we're trying to do is try and put out the best product possible. I feel like we, you know, bend over backwards in a sense to do something, and my frustration lies in the fact that when we say something, it's not being heard. That's my frustration with everything, is that we give instruction, not necessarily commands, but we give instruction, and it goes in one ear and out the other, and that's my frustration with it. And for the reaction to happen like that, it makes me question a lot of things. Like, why did you get angry at us? We didn't do anything. I didn't feel like we did anything.
Well, he didn't get angry at you. He was screaming at me because I'm the one that annoyed him. And I wasn't screaming back at Eric, but I was almost excited. I thought it was funny. Like, I've been mad. I'm not mad at Eric right now. And I told him I wasn't mad at him when it was happening, because I honestly wish it was on air, because I love confrontation. I've been mad at JP, and we talked about that before, because sometimes it's so over the top and frustrating. Eric, he was a blow up. It was just a quick blow up where it was fine. And I don't believe that we're not heard. And like, so I don't want people to think, because sometimes on the show, I don't want people to think we're unhappy or that the show, we're not lucky to be where we are. I believe that. I honestly believe that. I love the Junkies. And sometimes the show, we're on Bit Season, we're just having fun. And then the things that we talk about on Bit Season are causing conflict at times. And so we have to kind of balance that act as well of giving you guys an inside peek. But we know it's kind of annoying the guys as well.
Trust me. JP pulled me aside today to make sure I brought up the doodle wasn't his. It was Kix's from last week. So.
Right. So. I'm
exhausted.
I know you
Drab,
are.
Drab, I'm exhausted.
So you're more frustrated now.
I'm frustrated.
But I'm not frustrated now because we had it out. We were yelling at each other. Yeah, it was over with.
See, you got your release. I didn't get my release yet. And I wanted Eric to sit there and salt, and like, I'm not going to come to you on your time to hash it out. I got crap to do. I don't have time to sit down and hash it out with you. I have stuff that's due. I have podcasts that need to go up. We have a meeting today. We've had two meetings today already. I don't have time to sit down and hash this out with you on your time because you want to get out of here. If you want to sit down and wait for me to come to you, I'll do that.
No, I disagree with that. I firmly disagree with that because we have to know our place. And they're the personalities. They are the talent, and we are here to make them look good. And if a talent is frustrated or what is important to a talent, we need to accommodate that. So I do firmly disagree with that. And I actually think I wish that you kind of sat down with them longer, because you'd feel better about it, because then you would know how Eric where Eric was coming from.
I know.
Some of those things. So, but we can't blow them off. If the junkies say, hey, I got a problem, I want to talk to you about it, you can't say, I got stuff to do. That is we're here to serve them and to make them and make the show sound good.
Well, then I guess I have a fundamental disagreement with that.
Would Baba Booey tell Howard Stern, no, I'm not going to make time to talk to you?
Probably not.
Right. So that's right. You can't do that.
Well, then I guess I'm a bad producer.
I didn't say you're a bad producer. You're saying that. You're not a bad producer. You're a great producer. But sometimes you got to.
This is the thing is I'm not like Cakes where I just don't want to deal with conflict.
Right.
But like I want to put my thoughts together. I want to make sure I go about saying the right thing because trust me, I wanted to scream at Eric after the show.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I literally did not care 5 seconds later.
I know. I cared. I cared because I don't like being talked to like that. I know that he was pointing his finger at you, but he was basically saying it to both of us. I have the feeling that sometimes that when we say something, and I know what's going to happen is that everyone's going to try and like crush Eric about this, and this is not a crush Eric.
I don't think they really can because it wasn't on air. Nobody even knew exactly what happened. They don't even know what side to pick if there's even a side to pick. I'm not saying anybody was right. Everybody was wrong. We could have handled it better. We could have handled it off air. We just quietly dumped him and moved on. And Eric could have obviously handled it better by not storming in here. Here's another thing. His daughter was here.
Yeah,
it
that's embarrassing. That's a whole nother layer.
His daughter was here for taking your daughter to work day.
I hope she has to do a report on what she saw.
I try to visualize this. Eric is in the producer room.
Finch clenched like Arthur.
His fists were clenched like Arthur, which we should address. He's 2 feet away. He's a foot away from me. Yeah, like yelling, and his daughter, I felt so bad. His daughter, Kate, she's awesome. I don't know, she is 11, 10.
Yeah.
Was pulling him out of the room saying, Daddy, come on, Daddy, come on. And he would like walk out of the room for like half a second and then dart back in.
finish his statement.
Right. Now, Eric did most of the talking. I don't think I was disrespectful to Eric in the room when we were talking. I was disrespectful when I threw my hands up in the air and said, what are you doing? And that was, but once he stormed in the room and started screaming at me, I kind of let him have it. And the only thing I said, what are you doing? Are you going to hit me? Because he was like a foot away from me and he was clenching his fist and grinding his teeth. He was like foaming at the mouth.
He looked like a rabid dog.
He was, but you know, Eric's not going to hit me. And I don't think it would have been great.
It was the closest ever to happening.
For sure.
To be honest with you, I felt like he should have hit you.
Well, no, because I would want all that to be on air. Actually, well, I would be forced to suspend him or suspend me.
I feel like there would be some good pent-up, he has some pent-up rage going on.
I think he got it out. I think he got it out, and I think I got it out.
Well, I haven't gotten mine out yet.
I know, you haven't. You haven't gotten yours out yet.
I know, I haven't cleansed myself. I'm going to collect my thoughts tonight. And I'll talk to Eric tomorrow in the morning before the show starts because I don't want it to simmer before the show. Or I might call him tonight.
Well, you got the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to ruin that.
I can't believe Jay Gruden was on the phone while that happened.
You know what's so funny?
And Eric was super excited for that.
I've never seen Eric more excited for an interview in my life. And then all of a sudden, he didn't get to hear a word he said.
I wish NBC put... And we're going to have to, I haven't even heard the audio. There's no way that you couldn't hear that on air if you knew that was going on.
I spent my entire afternoon listening closely with headphones on to see if you could overhear it in the background, and you couldn't.
What Eric said to me after the show was that the reason, and I don't believe this, he said the reason I was so close to you because I didn't want it to go over the air.
No.
Meaning like he was coming further into the room, further away from the microphones and the open door that could have carried.
Yeah, no, that's completely debunked because if he's standing closer to you, then why is he screaming louder?
Eric was screaming. He was screaming at me a foot from my face with his fist clenched.
I think you asked Denton Day, who was on our draft coverage, if you could say, hey, Denton, could you hear that down the hall? And he said, yeah, I caught a whiff of it.
It went on for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it was a long one.
It was I felt bad for the guys. They were like trying to do the interview, and they I'm sure they had a hard time concentrating. I don't know. Things happen sometimes. Radio's a weird place.
It's a weird business, and I'll probably get out on my feels later today.
Right. But here's what I want to make clear, and I maybe said it a little bit earlier. I don't want, I'm on this conflict of what Bit Season should be. I don't want people to listen to Bit Season thinking I'll speak for myself, that Drab is angry or dissatisfied at the Junkies or doesn't appreciate it or doesn't think that he's lucky to be a part of the show. I love this show. I love the Junkies. I love being a part. And I love the fact that they give us the opportunity to do Bit Season and kind of air our fake grievances or make a big deal out of these grievances
take apart their
show. That'd be very frustrating to listen to. So, yes, things are going to happen sometimes. And you got, Junkies are big personalities. And so sometimes when I don't want to say their ego, but the way that they like to do things and the way we like to do things are going to, bump up into each other, and sometimes blowups happen.
Look, I don't want listeners to think that we hate them. That's untrue. We don't hate the Junkies. We don't. Some things make us frustrated, but it's not like
I don't think anybody thinks we hate the Junkies.
I think there's people out there. I see the messages. I think people think that we don't like them or that we're unhappy.
I love the Junkies. I love all four of them. Some of them.
No, they rotate between who we love most.
We're a family. We are a family. These are like our older brothers, right? So sometimes
our much older brothers.
Sometimes there's just things happen, and we've been with them so long. And I'm fortunate enough I'm self-aware enough to realize that other producers can't even get in. They would have been fired like on the spot. You get into argument with Pat McAfee or something, he could say, you're fired, you're off the show. The Junkies wouldn't do that. They love us. And so we can have these sort of disagreements every once in a while. Day to day, there's no conflict on the show, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to stop doing my job because of what happened today.
Sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and I don't know who that was today. Maybe it was both of us, and then that's what happened. And when I say wake up on the wrong side of the bed, I mean you get about 3 hours of sleep. Because you spent all night on Secret Skies Twitter. All right.
Hey, I want you to, what do you think the over-under on Drab's tractor references were today?
What, during the interview?
Yeah, during the interview.
Yeah.
Well, I was keeping a tally.
That's the catch. She's hot. She's blonde. She's tiny, and she poses naked and has sex on tractors.
I'm team Drab. I just want you to know that, Drab. I'm team Drab. So that I would have supported you. If you clubbed Eric or if you offered your mea culpa.
I hope you realize that wasn't even my story. I'm team Valdez. Valdez was working on something behind the scenes, and EB was spoiling on the air, and I had Valdez's back. I don't need, do you even appreciate that?
I do appreciate
that. I went to war for you.
I know you did. You fought the fight that I didn't, I was too.
You were cowering in the corner.
I was cowering in the corner.
Don't forget it. I got your back. Producers first, then the show.
You are a friend.
Thank you. Yeah, after the same week where you told me I wasn't your friend because I don't play golf with you.
You are a friend, Drabby.
Thank you.
And I will, after I collect my thoughts, because that's the thing, I have to figure out a way to word this so that Eric doesn't get upset or for him to think that, like, I'm unhappy. You know what I mean? That's the hardest part. I got to put this together.
All right.
How should I voice this to him?
You're okay.
All right. Just say I want to say Eric.
I think you just did. He's going to hear it. I think you just heard it. He's going to listen to Bit Season today. You heard it.
He's racing to download it. Yeah. I just want to say, all right. So how do I voice that, Eric? I don't feel like you're listening to me. When we're telling you something, I think it's going in one ear out the other, and I don't appreciate that because all we're trying to do is help and put the show first.
Well, the conflict there is it's not listening to you necessarily, and Eric explained this after the show. is that they have, it's a different vision. Okay. So, and we have to respect that. And so like when we, Eric feels that when we put out, when I put out a rundown that we think we have to stick to it. And I had to explain to Eric, no. I don't like 12 segments as a rundown. That's just a template. You can do whatever you want. What frustrates me is if you try to do four things all in one segment, and then we run out of things to say because you weren't paying attention to the rundown. Nothing makes me happier than when the junkies come in and say, "Hey, I got something great I want to talk about," or "Let's do this topic, let's do that angle." I wish we would have 12 of those a day, right? And then I wouldn't have to do the rundown, and everything would be organized, and everybody would get to say what they want. But it doesn't work out that way. So Eric gets frustrated that he thinks that we're too structured. And you're saying,
no, I don't think that at all. I think we do a good job with being fluid and everything. And I think they know that when we
supply. No, but Eric addressed that. He brought that up after the show. That was his concern. And so I had to remind him.
No. Yeah,
Eric, that I don't care about the structure. I want just it to be everyone to be on the same page.
So when I say we're not being heard or we want you to listen to us, that goes for. Like when we say, "Hey, we're gonna run out of steam if we do this topic for an hour and a half straight. We should do this instead," and then that goes in one ear out the other. That's my frustration.
Well, they're confident enough that, and Eric said, you know, that they can rehash the topic multiple times, and
well, I know they can do that. But
all right, we're getting intimidated.
Yeah,
here.
I know. No one cares. Like you said, no one cares.
Well, they care. They would be listening. They care about the behind the scenes stuff. That is what they care about, and we share what we can. All right. All right. What did you think of? Now, speaking of big babies, Jason Bishop stormed out last Friday. Jason, I'm kidding. Literally, I'm kidding, Jason. If somebody tells you this, I'm kidding. I was actually on team.
Hey, there's been more storms than the Bermuda Triangle.
I was on Team Lurch last Friday, actually.
I was on Team Lurch.
Big John's an idiot.
He's the dumbest person in the world.
Big John comes in there during the commercial break before his big segment, and he tells Jason, of all people, Jason, who barely even acknowledges his existence, that he's hard on him. And Jason probably was having a bad day at that point, was like, "What are you talking about? Eric Bickle trashes you, calls you a big fatty to your face
yes.
every time you talk to him and calls you a loser. So does JP Jones on you. You're going to say I'm mean to you?" And he basically said, "F you, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this segment."
And I don't really blame him. To be honest with you, I don't blame him for leaving because that was, I didn't understand what John was doing.
And then John tried to immediately apologize. This is all right before the segment started. And Jason was like, "I'm out of here. I'm not doing this dumb segment." And I laughed and I was like, "You know what? All right, that's fine, because you're not going to be into it anyways." And yeah. I didn't at the time. I didn't exactly hear what John said to piss him off. I just knew that he made him angry, and that Big John's a punching bag anyways. And I also would have thought it was funny that he's a wrecking ball and he came in here and pissed off the junkies in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think Eric said it. He said John came in, clogged the toilet, insulted one of the hosts, and ruined one of the segments, all within a 30-minute span.
He also ruined the segment because he was terrible.
It's
harder than you think, but Big John made it look impossible. Does that make sense?
To be honest, it actually looked easy when John was doing it. Because how could you be that inarticulate and stumble and unfunny?
This guy's he's a speechwriter for the president.
Comic.
And a stand-up comic. His filter on what was interesting was awful. He picked the worst stories, the worst delivery.
I've said this before, is that this is why radio gets so disrespected. It's because when you're driving around listening in the car and you're hearing Eric do the entertainment page, you think, "Well, I can do that." I mean, Eric doesn't know anything about marble. I can do this entertainment page. And it's just not the case.
And that was Big John's gripe. And he picked the worst. He did a Mick and Molly story.
Mike and Molly.
Whatever. Exactly.
Hey, do you know what's so funny? Because you remember when you're grilling him, I don't know if it was on air or off air, but you said, I can't believe Big John did a Mike and Molly story.
Yeah.
I put that in Eric's EP about 4 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you didn't. Okay. That's fair. But if you were doing an ultimate EP with your best stories for an uncertain, okay. I disagree with that, but it could have been somewhat interesting as the ninth story on a random Wednesday where there's not much going on.
It was about the weight loss. I had his before and after picture.
Yeah, that's what John talked about.
I know, but I had the picture for Eric to reference.
Oh, okay.
But I actually thought John's entertainment page got off to a really hot start.
How?
I actually was kicking myself that the story came out for the top grossing movies for the past year.
Yes, but he has no feel.
Yes, and he was asking for the duds.
No, he has no feel on how to tell a story as a speechwriter. I can't believe that. He didn't have any feel about, all right, let me give out one or two of them and then three and then move on. He was reading a list and then asking the junkies what they thought of movies they'd never seen. And then he did a story on the redheaded comedian that everyone hates or
Carrot
loves.
Top?
No. Kathy Griffith or Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then he made it political because he referenced Trump. We don't talk about politics. We definitely don't talk about Donald Trump on this show. So he made it awkward. And she's depressed or something? I don't remember.
I don't remember his joke. Didn't he reference a junkie story from 20 years ago about Eric's kid being lost in like a Marshalls?
Yes. He was an abomination.
I bet you JP got sized for that story.
Which one? The Trump story?
No.
Or the Kevin?
The show reference from 20 years ago.
Probably. Two things JP loves. Old show references.
And Lamar Jackson.
And Lamar Jackson and Mick and Molly.
Hey, do you think JP puts on a Lamar jersey when he bangs Jess?
Maybe Jess wears the Lamar jersey. He's got an obsession and it's out of control. Hopefully, I'm hoping this saga ends soon so we can stop having it referenced all the time.
I need a contract so bad.
Right.
Hey, it's actually been the week of Mads, and we should touch on Sarah, the elderly caller.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that maybe sparked everyone's kind of edginess for the week?
All right, I was annoyed by that one. I was frustrated about that. But you know what? Let's take a quick break here. We got Sky coming up next segment, and we're going to address that issue as well. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Bit Season. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 82. Before we went to break, we mentioned our elderly caller, Sarah, who was... Was she 84, 85?
85 years old,
Sarah. Drab's the one that talked to her extensively before she went on air. Can you kind of give us a behind-the-scenes look at what that conversation was like before she started berating the Junks?
Well, she called in. She had a bit of an attitude, and she called. She said, who are these idiots are bashing... Are bashing Harris and Steve A, and they don't know anything about them and their personalities. Which usually, like, if you're a jerk and you call in and you're not entertaining, I mean, I hang up on people all the time that just sort of be like, you guys are idiots, you don't. But there was something intriguing about an 85-year-old old bag calling in.
Yeah, because you wouldn't think an 85-year-old is gonna like give it to somebody. You know what I mean?
Right. That was the funny. That was funny. This old lady was so annoyed by the Junkies and she was coherent. You could understand what she was saying.
She was
well thought out. She knew her stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, she knew who C.J. Stroud was.
So what I was expecting, my radio instincts were flaring up, and what I was expecting was like, all right, well, this is going to be great because we got this old lady who calls in, just like when I put those hillbillies on or anything like that that say, they call the Junkies out. Uh-huh. It's almost always funny. So I put this lady through, and I said, yeah, I think I told her on hold, yeah, they are idiots. And I was just hyping her up, yeah, trying to get her to go on the air to call the guys out.
Yeah, you wanted her to stick to her guns.
Yeah, to feel good. You don't get gun shy once you get on the air.
Yeah, don't bow down to them after you talked all the stuff.
So, which, whatever, like, we have fun about that stuff. And we put her on the air, and it kind of started out funny and sweet. And they're like, oh, this old lady's watching the show. Oh, she's got, what's your problem with us? What are we doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, we were too hard on the guys. But then I think she was too mean. But again, it's some crazy old lady. The Junkies, like, shut down. And they got steamrolled. They got bullied by this old lady.
They kind of took it personally, almost.
They did take it personal. And then Eric said, which it was annoying, we're just killing time. All right, we're just killing time out here. And don't get so upset. We're just killing time. And then they said, and then Lurch or one of them said, I don't know why you put this call through. I put the call through because it was interesting. That's why. And you guys should go back. Where's the back and forth?
That was my main thing. Is that. Usually it's led by Cakes. Even Cakes was like just completely silent. Cakes is the guy who is the ageist, who is going to make some sort of Great Depression zing, right? Who's going to have some sort of Great Gatsby zing. And he just kind of, I don't know, he was just, it's like he took the segment off or something.
They got bulldozed.
I had to come in and try and defend their honor. No one was defending their own honor.
I know.
I had to come in with the old zings.
Yeah, I think I don't know why they just took it personal.
I don't know what's going on. I think that happened. That happened when do you remember when the guys were making the guys had a crosstalk and they're making fun of Cakes. I don't know if it was with Cataldi or if it was our friends down in Dallas when we're doing one of those crosstalks. And they're making fun of Cakes, and they kind of just let that happen too.
It was the guys in Dallas. God, what is his
Sean
name?
Sean and RJ.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we don't really do those anymore, because
they're back and forth. It's just a fourth.
The Junkies didn't want to get... But okay, that's a colleague, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to get into a radio war with a fellow colleague. I disagree with it, but that's their right. They've earned that.
Yeah, if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it.
Okay, but this is some old crazy old lady who's calling in. Who that's when you're supposed to stomp on her.
I know. There couldn't be a more of a groove down the middle of the plate to hit a home run than this 85-year-old on a tee for you to eviscerate.
That was Chan Ho Park at the All-Star game to Cal Ripken Jr. Just a meatball right down the plate.
Do you think they felt bad for her?
That's what Eric said. He said, I'm not trying to crush this old lady, but she was
attacking you.
She was full of piss and vinegar. She should have given it to her. She probably would have liked it. She seems like she likes conflict and arguing with people.
I bet she does a lot of arguing in her spare time.
You know what? God bless her. I hope I'm that with it when I'm 85.
Do you think she still listens?
She said she tunes in for big events. Oh. And she called back later. She was upset by what you said about Murder, She Wrote.
Well, I'm saying that because that's the
I know. She didn't get it. She said something like, I'm not sitting around watching Murder, She Wrote. I don't watch TV.
Because it probably wasn't invented yet.
Lady, it was just a reference of you being old.
Yes. Take a chill pill.
All right. She did not call back today, though, but I'm sure I don't like is when they tell listeners they don't matter if they're not in the demo. I didn't like that. First off, they kind of do still matter because there's certain demographics. You know, we sell the radio station on men 25 to 54, but other stuff kind of pumps up the numbers and kind of makes us look good, especially adults 25, 54. Like, women can help us out in a way. Maybe not 85-year-old women, but still, I don't like telling people not to listen because they're out of the demo. Hey, I don't like that.
Hey, what did you think of my thing that I said today when Jason says when people ask him about the show and they say I don't listen or something like that, and I say there's more people that don't listen than do.
That's a good line.
That's
a good
it?
Line. And when people say I never heard of it, I say don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
You know what I don't like is when the person goes, you know what, I'll have to listen tomorrow.
I say don't.
Yes, that's what I say.
I said don't. It's not a big deal. I shouldn't do that either, but
I know.
You know, but then I don't want to become involved. Then the next thing I know, they're like,
they're like, why'd you say this? Yes,
yeah, I got someone I barely know, and they have my phone number. It's not a listener actually, but it's someone I barely know, and they were upset that I had Howard Eskin on. Okay, shocker. And this guy texted me.
Speaking of ruffling feathers.
Critiquing my booking on the show. He didn't even know that I did the booking. He goes, get this idiot off the air. Nobody wants to hear from this Philly jerk off. It's all about DC sports.
That guy sounds like fun.
All right, and I said, I don't remember what I said. I said, we're getting to know the Philly angle on this guy because we don't know anything about Josh Harris.
You use the Philly angle. That's funny.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Skye, because Valdez and I talked to her a little while ago. We recorded this, but it was an intriguing interview. It was steamy at times, a little sexy.
Drab was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad during this.
Yeah, I was. Valdez was fondling his balls during it. He was all steamed up. So let's bring in Skye. I think you guys will like her.
Yeah. All right. Let's play the Led Zeppelin song
and find all about OnlyFans on the farm. All right, Skye.
Here's our farm girl.
Yeah. All right. Listen to this. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Skye. We've been talking about her all show long. We're very excited. A big booking by Valdez here.
Yeah, are you shocked that I reached out directly to Skye to get her on the show?
So Valdez has never texted me so fast about a show topic before. But he did the dirty work. He talked to Skye, and he got in her DMs, and he booked her on the show, and we're both very excited. I know all the P1s are, too, to hear from Skye Marie, the farm girl.
Yeah, the farm girl. Hi, Skye. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm good. How are you?
You can follow Skye on Twitter at Secret Skye. That's SKYE22. Can you tell us how you found out that we were talking about you and your farm lifestyle on the Junkies?
Yeah, actually, I don't typically look at my Twitter DMs, but something about the other day I went through them and somebody had stated that you guys were talking about me, and it was like free advertisement. And I didn't really believe it because I had never heard of the show or anything. So
right.
I was like, oh, okay, like that's super cool. And then the following day, he sent me like the link to it. And I was in my truck and I was like, oh, well, I'll listen to it. And when I tell y'all, I laughed so hard.
Hey, hey, it was all very flattering. Like
it was comical too.
All right, like, so, Sky, we work with a bunch of old guys. I mean, I'm old too. I'm 40. This is Drab. I'm 40. I'm the one who discovered your account.
Yeah, and by the way, do you believe that Drab was just scrolling through reels and happened to come up on your picture, or was he just looking for some naughty stuff?
I think he was definitely looking for it. It doesn't show you me unless you're looking for something.
Hey, Sky, you went viral, okay? You had that reel about how much money you were making a year ago, $12 an hour. And I undersold you. I said, like, you made $1 million. I think it actually said you made, like, $2.5 million last year or something crazy.
Yeah, I made $2.9 million.
Oh, my God.
Are you lying about that? Are you fudging the numbers a little bit?
Proof.
That is... unbelievable. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Hey, is this your only line of work, or do you have like a day job or a night job? And
she,
this is something
she works on a farm.
Well, I don't know.
I'm also a dancer too.
Oh.
What kind of, like ballet?
Yeah, Drab.
No, like the exotic kind.
Oh, really? Where do you live in Tennessee?
Western Tennessee.
Western Tennessee. What is that, Knoxville? I have no idea.
Around that area, yeah.
Okay. Do they have a lot of strip clubs in Knoxville area?
It's hit or miss. There's a couple. I like traveling back to Indiana to dance, though, because that's where I'm originally from.
Oh. It takes her talents back home.
Yes, definitely.
When Drab says you live on a farm, you're a farm girl, does this mean, like, raising crops? Or is this, or is this a lot of land with animals on it?
A lot of land with animals, and I breed goats.
You breed goats?
What do people need goats for?
They can use them for meat goats, or like I have a couple of meat goats that I breed, but most of mine are like the Nigerian dwarfs, so they're like pet goats.
Interesting.
Oh, Mikey Stotts has a bunch of pet goats.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hey, do you let those baby goats in your house?
Yeah, there's actually two in my house right now.
Baby goats are very cute.
Yes.
Will you stop buttering her up?
Mikey Sasha told me about the baby goats before.
Hey, I have a question for you. And are you not shocked that our listener also subscribes to Sky's OnlyFans?
No, I mean
we have some horny listeners.
Yeah.
and some horny hosts. But anyways, what's the craziest like message or request that you've gotten in your OnlyFans or on Twitter?
Honestly, I don't get like crazy stuff, but like people asking me to like suck my own toes.
Oh, Valdez is into that.
That's
or like also like bestiality, which is
okay.
Not my
so
thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. it's gross. I think we're probably all on the same page. But is there a part of the people that follow you that definitely are interested in that, because it's a very sexy southern girl on a farm with a bunch of animals?
Yeah, the amount of times that I've asked if I would like do my horse, like if I would do my horse.
Have you ever heard of someone doing that?
That's got to be illegal.
I mean, I've definitely heard of it, but I don't know nobody that does it.
Right.
Drab does it.
No, I've seen some disgusting videos. Sky, what what were you doing a year ago making $12 an hour?
I was working at a daycare.
Oh, really? My wife works at a daycare.
Hey, your wife's on the track to being farm girl too.
She doesn't like hard work.
She doesn't like labor, no. Manual labor. Hey, what's the hardest part about living on a farm? I would say it's the rooster waking you up in the morning.
No, I like him. It's making myself get up twice a day to go feed all 47 animals.
Wow. How many of those are goats?
31.
So, Sky, a year ago, but how did you get involved on the farm? I mean, if you're working at a day, did you live on the farm and work at a daycare?
No.
So you just...
I actually grew up on a farm, and then my grandparents lost it as I got older. So I always had this plan that I was going to buy my own farm.
Oh, you bought a farm?
And I did. Yes.
Holy crap.
Well, so you don't need a lot of money to buy a farm to get started.
I mean, you do, but you don't.
Well, how
I
did mean, you?
I think I bought my property for like $350,000 in cash.
Oh, so
and did... then I've slowly started adding everything to
was
it.
Was that before or after OnlyFans?
That was after OnlyFans. I started OnlyFans January of last year, okay. And I bought my farm in November.
Because I was going to say that's a lot of singles if she was stripping.
Yeah. All right. So you build up the fund, you start your OnlyFans, the money starts coming in. And you're doing okay, but then you mix in the farm. You have this a great idea.
Yeah.
So Valdez is right. He says what makes a great OnlyFans creator is not only a beautiful lady like yourself, but you got to have a niche. There's plenty of girls in their bedroom.
In the U.S., there's millions of attractive women, but if you combine and they could get in front of a camera and do whatever, but if you have a hook, if you have a niche, if you have a genre, then all of a sudden you skyrocket. Just like teachers, when a teacher starts an OnlyFans, it's a genre. Like it's a genre of porno.
Exactly.
Like someone in the military service.
Like a flight attendant. Yeah, there's flight attendant OnlyFans.
You know, secretary OnlyFans. And I think you've tapped into the market of hillbillies.
Definitely.
Horny hillbillies.
Now, Sky. You said the other day on one of your tweets that you got railed out in the cab of the tractor the other day. But on Twitter, I don't see any other guy. I don't see a guy.
Yeah. Are you doing content with guys or is this all solo?
No, I do content with guys. I pay one guy a monthly salary and that too I film with every time I film.
Oh, you have employees.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What kind of dental do they get? No, I'm teasing.
None.
Hey, Sky, so how do you find a co-star? Like, how did you find this?
For me, it was somebody that I had known previously that I was already comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any romantic feelings for this man?
No.
This is strictly business.
It is business.
Is your business hard to find a boyfriend or a romantic encounters?
Oh, definitely.
Something worthwhile, not just like a one-night stand?
Yeah, it definitely is. Because, I mean, you got to think about how they feel about my job. And then are they there for me or for my money?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
Now, what happens if you meet a man and he's not comfortable with you having sex with a friend, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got to go.
He's the boyfriend's got to go.
Yeah, he's got
to
go.
Because that happens to porn stars sometimes, where they're
exactly.
Legends in the industry, and then they catch feelings.
Yeah, they meet the man of their dreams.
And then
not me.
And then they only do lesbian porn after that.
Yeah,
Drafts thinking of his specific star. Hey, I have a question for you. One of the hosts is, and I'm not sure how much you know about the male OnlyFans industry, but one of the hosts is obsessed with me trying to join OnlyFans. And there's he says there's a market because my penis has vitiligo. And what I mean by that is that it's discolored.
It's different colors, right?
Yes, it's discolored. Do you think there's a marketplace for that on OnlyFans for me? And how much would I make?
I would say there's a marketplace.
Really?
And how much you make would be up to you. Like, you have to market it. Like, you have to promote it yourself.
You gotta find a niche.
Would you be interested in subscribing to that?
She might. Sky, would you think there's wait, is it male or females that would subscribe to a male Instagram?
Or OnlyFans?
OnlyFans, sorry.
It's both. A lot of the male creators, they collab with a lot of different female creators. So therefore, when people are subscribing to them, they're not seeing just two people. They're seeing one male with multiple different girls. So they're getting all the girls in one place. They don't have to venture to 12 different OnlyFans.
Now, you realize she's not just some sexy piece of ass. She's a master marketer.
Well, she's a good businesswoman.
Yeah, I know. That was the first thing she said when I was pitching my OnlyFans is that I better market the hell out of it.
Yeah, that's key.
All right, Sky. So what percentage of your day is actually feeding goats and taking care of the farm? And then what other part of it is taking photos and doing videos on tractors?
I'd say about 60% is taking care of my farm. And then I spend about 20% on the photos and videos, and then the rest is just TikToking my ass off.
Oh, she's a TikToker too. Can you tell Drab's obsessed with your tractor video? He's brought it up three times already.
Well, he really likes the tractor video.
Drab, why do you like the tractor video so much?
She
I haven't what's the tractor video?
Well, she was like, and don't be offended, you were either urinating or squirting.
It was definitely squirt.
Okay. I don't know. It was intriguing, but it was blurred out. And I'm married. Yeah. Sky, don't be offended, but I'm married. I can't subscribe to an OnlyFans.
Right.
My wife probably wouldn't like that, but I love talking about it.
Could you see that credit card statement? Hey, how many subscribers would you say are married?
Most guys.
And then how many know about it?
Oh, over half.
Oh, really?
So I met a guy.
At least over half.
Sky, I met a guy recently, and he was spending $3,000 a month on different OnlyFans accounts. I couldn't believe this guy.
That's not
surprising. He's rich. I mean, he's clearly rich, but he has an addiction problem.
Sky wants his number.
Oh, yeah.
I want his username. I mean, either works.
All right, Sky. So how are you adjusting to life as a multimillionaire? I mean, it had to have completely flipped you on your head.
Do you have it in a Roth IRA?
I do, and I have a financial advisor, a CPA. Like, I have all that because at first I was very stupid with my money.
What you bought that truck that you don't even drive that much.
I actually just bought that truck. I have two.
No. That's a smart purchase because that could be a tax write-off because that's a prop for her OnlyFans.
Yes.
See,
my CPA told me to buy the truck.
Wait, is the truck for the farm or for the OnlyFans?
I have one for the farm, so I have a base model stock Ram, and then I have my lifted Cummins that's for my OnlyFans. Yes. My big bully one.
Now let me ask you.
You said you don't drive the truck that much, though, because what are you getting recognized in town?
Yes, people are spotting me, and wow. I'm getting videos of me with it.
Are you a celebrity in your? Is it a tiny town? I guess it's a town.
I live in a tiny town, but I travel a lot.
What are you traveling for?
I sponsor two youth riders for ATVMX, and then also I travel to do content so that way I can go to different Airbnbs, do videos in the mountains,
right,
on beaches, etc.
Yeah,
so
she's got to go to Gatlinburg and then rub one out in front of a bear.
Exactly.
Hey, you should come to Exotica. We're good friends with Lisa Ann, porn superstar,
mega star,
legend.
Okay.
She goes to Exotica. It's a huge porn convention that goes to different cities across the world. But I think a lot of them have top, 0.01% only fan creators that come to it. And they do. There's a content house, I believe.
That could be fun.
Right. Sky, do you ever want to get married?
Eventually.
Eventually? How old are you?
I am 29.
29?
Yes.
So how many years do you have in you doing OnlyFans, you think?
I'd say about 4 or 5.
And you're going to stack your millions and then ride off into the sunset?
Yep. Basically. That's the goal.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm assuming since you're a farm girl, you're kind of a handy woman, right? Resourceful, handy. Do you think you could build a fence in someone's backyard for under $10,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you build fences?
She could do that.
I mean, I do my own fencing here on the farm.
What can't you do? Like, what do you struggle with as far as handiwork?
The bulldozer.
The bulldozer? Just too much too much mass. Because you're a tiny girl. We haven't talked about it. You're like
4'11". She's 4'11". But my guess is she can drive stick. That joke, sorry,
I can
was too
drive
easy.
A stick.
Yeah, of course you can. And are you into BMX biking or motorbiking?
Yes, motocross.
And did you used to ride yourself?
Yes.
But you just bored of that, or you don't want to do it anymore?
I don't really have time for it.
Right.
I know, she's creating content all the time.
I mean, I have my quad in my barn, but it kind of just sits there.
Hey, what do you know off the top of your head? What your most interacted picture with is, or like the most impressions, and like what was it? What were you doing?
Like on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter or on OnlyFans, either one. Like something that's gotten the most heat to it. Not heat, but the most popularity, notoriety. Something that everyone clicks on.
The first time that I showed my boobs on Twitter, everybody freaked out about it.
I think I'm most impressed that you're running a farm by yourself.
I know, 4'11", lifting bales of hay.
That's the most impressive thing. There's nobody else. It's just you?
It's just me.
That is unbelievable. I'm sorry. You 40 something animals and a sex working career on the side?
Yeah.
Just think about what we've done with our lives and look at what Sky does.
Sky, what do you do in your free time?
Yeah. Besides ride.
Really? Not a lot.
There's no free time?
I like TV. Like, that's my thing. Like, if I have quiet time, I'm watching TV. Or I sit outside with my goats.
Right. I'm telling you, the goats are awesome.
Hey, I feel like Bit Season should get invited to the farm.
I think Sky would have a Sky. Would we? If we were,
yeah, we would definitely have you guys.
You have a guest house that we could bunk in?
I have a whole loft above one of my horse farms.
Yeah, it's just a barn.
Okay. Me and you can create content and roll around in the hay together.
All right. What? Would you ever be open to being sexual with one of your OnlyFans subscribers?
No.
No, because I see that a lot on Reddit, and I'm assuming it's fake, but they always say, like,
I think it's real.
You think so?
Really?
I had a fellow Redditor come over last night, and...
Yeah, there's a girl that I know on Twitter that has recently started, like, sleeping with her fans. I mean, like, they're safe about it. Like, they get tested, so, like,
but
whatever
that's,
floats.
Sky, that is the ultimate promo. Like, what's more enticing than the shot to sleep with Sky?
Yeah, that's every subscriber's dream, is that they get a chance to be with you.
I just cannot. I cannot. I know it seems weird
it's a business.
Because I'm so open with everything else,
right.
But I can't.
What happened if they were, like, really good looking, like James Marsden or something?
You know, maybe if they're really good looking and then I didn't know that they were a subscriber and then I met them, then possibly. But if I know that they're a subscriber.
Have you ever had a run-in with, like, somebody who, like, say the waiter at Applebee's is serving you, and then at the end of when you get the check, he says, hey, I really love your content. Has that ever happened to
you? Oh, yes. Yes, I've been spotted a lot. I've had pictures taken of me out in public. I went to Daytona Supercross and had, like, 40 guys screaming my name. Like, I'm always spotted.
That's awesome. I mean, sounds like you're handling it all really well. I mean, I'd be very excited if I went from, you know, overnight to become an overnight millionaire.
Yeah, all you got to do is show off your butthole.
Hey, Valdez is most enticed by your naked body. I'm most enticed by how you became a multimillionaire. I'm very impressed by that and jealous. Well, Sky, you're a real sweetheart, and we appreciate you coming on with us. And if you're a biddy out there, a biddy is what we call our Bit Season listeners, go ahead and subscribe to OnlyFans, Sky's OnlyFans. Her OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/SkyMarie. That's Sky with an E on the end of it. Or just check out her Twitter, SecretSky22. You'll see Bit Season tweeting about her this week.
Yeah. Our fans will come rush to you, and they'll be viewing all your pictures. Hey, real quick, do you think Morgan Wallen was drunk or he really lost his voice?
Oh, he was drunk as hell.
That's what I thought.
Right. All right, Sky. You're awesome. We'll stay in touch, and Valdez is subscribing right now. So
I am right now.
We love it.
I'm typing in my credit card info.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Sky. All right, thank you for your time.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. We want to thank Sky for coming on the show. We've had two people on the show, Reacher and Sky.
Hey,
two people who are sexually attracted to.
Yeah, two very attractive people. Follow Sky. You ever follow on Twitter or subscribe to her?
Tell her we sent you.
Yeah, but please, tell her you came from the Junkies and Bit Season. That will make us feel good. She's a good sport and very likable.
Yes.
So good luck to Sky.
You know what? I liked her voice. I feel like I wanted her to read me a bedtime story.
She's a Southern Belle. She had that accent. All right. What didn't we get to today?
No. Hey, before we go, we need to send someone off properly. R.I.P. to Jerry Springer.
I know. I saw that this morning before we started recording. It's a true bummer. I mean, that's as far as Bit Season nostalgia, Barry.
he might be on the Mount Rushmore nostalgia.
Jerry Springer is on the Mount Rushmore of nostalgia for 35 to 40 year olds. I mean, I love that guy. He brought everybody who's listening to this show probably a lot of entertainment over the years.
Yep. The one-time mayor of Cincinnati, he wrote a check, I believe.
Yeah.
Although we shouldn't do that. I mean, the man just died.
Well, he's an icon. I'm a fan of yours.
That's something Lurch would do.
What?
Write a check to a hooker.
I know. we don't talk bad of the dead.
We don't talk ill of the dead. That's what I was trying to get at. You know, Jerry made me so happy because I think I never knew the world of freaks and geeks and oddballs until Jerry came around. I didn't know there was a world like that. And then finally, I found out it was scripted.
He did a lot for us because he opened our eyes to, you're right, a whole different world out there of Nazis and transsexuals and all kinds.
Transsexuals.
Yeah, all kinds of
trailer trash. Yeah.
All kinds of wackadoos out there. At the time, we thought it was real. Then we found out later that it was mostly scripted. But that didn't really change it for me. He knew how to put on a great show.
Do you know what my...
And he rolled with the punches.
Do you know what the most underrated part about Jerry Springer and the Jerry Springer Show is?
What's that?
His final thoughts.
You know what? You're right. He did have a final thought on the show.
I feel like we should go out. We should go out today with a final thought.
All right. Let's pour some Don't Sleep Energy drink out for Jerry.
Uh-huh. Here, let me take a sip.
Yeah, pour some out for Jerry. And
all right, what's your final thought? Let me hear your eloquent final thought. Here, turn to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like Jerry does. All right, the crowd goes silent. And give me your best final thought for today's show.
Unprepped?
Yeah, unprepped.
Here's my final Junkies thought of the day. They are... very talented and fun, and we have a fun show. And sometimes emotions boil over among family members. That doesn't mean that you don't love them, you don't forget them, and you don't admit fault when you made a mistake. And so I encourage everyone out there to own up to your mistakes and come to a meeting of the minds of a common ground of what am I saying?
I don't know.
I'm going to miss Jerry. What's your final thought today?
I'm going to miss Jerry. Here's my final thought. I'm not sharing those passwords that I get from Sky. That's my punishment. That's Eric Bickle.
That's how you're going to punish him?
That's how I'm going to punish him.
How are you going to continue the conversations with Sky after this?
I won't. I won't talk to her ever again. Or no, this is what I'm going to do is I'm going to send her a link to the show and tell her that it's up. And so hopefully all of her followers will listen to it. And we get a billion download numbers. Then all of a sudden we get a billion in other sponsorships.
Instead of going to Poughkeepsie, why don't we go to Knoxville?
Hey, how upset will Eric be about that? Hey, do you think our invitation to Manhattan is still on for the weekend?
I think it's been rescinded, probably. Hey, biddies out there, I want you guys to know something. I was trying to let one of you guys have sex with Sky.
Oh yeah,
I was trying. I put it out there for would you ever have sex with a subscriber or a listener? She shot it down, and I'm sorry, I tried. I was thinking of D. Woods and this guy having sex.
Hey, I like the idea of D. Woods and Kenny Kim, Eiffel Tower and Sky.
Unfortunately, she's probably more into Cowboy Todd, but...
Hey, do you know what I wish I should have asked her?
What's that?
I have FOMO. I wanted to ask her if she's ever given a blowjob with a piece of tobacco in her mouth.
Now you're living out your own fantasies.
Hey, I might subscribe.
All right, give her some tips. Oh. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Bit Season today.
Uh-huh.
We will be back next Thursday, but we will be back tomorrow on the Junkies.
If they'll have us.
All right, guys, have a great day. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.